Okay, so Harvard bitch that I was talking about earlier unfollows me on Instagram, so I blocked her account. You know, not everybody likes me, you know, and I know this, right? And you're probably the same way, but maybe you're just not as confrontational as me. So I tend to create a polarized option, you know, very quickly. Most of you guys aren't really creating any kind of impression, but, you know, so I was wearing green that day. I think she was attracted to that green energy. What does the color green mean to you? Well, you know, I could feel her heart was heavy. She was a Ivy League, you know. But it's interesting that it went to a prep school. I creeped her Instagram, went to a little prep school on the West Coast. So mommy and daddy obviously shell some dough to get you ready to go to an Ivy League school. So it can be groomed, although probably spending over 150 G's just in college to get you into that college. So, you know, I think I pissed her off because I think I become a target in people's minds. I think I become a threat. Because what do I say all day long? This is how my brain operates. I'm pushing myself harder. I must do better. And in a sense, I'm also saying I'm really unsatisfied with the way things are now. Maybe I'm grateful for what I've got, but this is not good enough. It's never going to be good enough until I'm living in, you know, in billion-dollar mansions, 5-6-star hotels. You know, I want to know what it's like to be spend a week in a yacht. I want to know. So I'll never be satisfied until I know these things. But anyways, I'm going to go work out Sunday. What's today? Monday, 10:45 in the a.m. We're doing Christmas 2 days early this year, so 23rd and 24th, because everyone's got to fly out on the 25th for some random reason. Everyone's flying out. That's fine. 25th, I'll come back to Houston. But anywho, getting ready. Shelled out some dough on gifts. I've spent way more than I was planning on spending. But you know what? I really like to give nice gifts, and I want to be seen as someone who always gave really good gifts. So I shelled out, and, you know, nothing too over the top. But I always like to stay on the nicer side of, you know, reasonable, right? You have reasonable, you have, like, you know, this is appropriate. I like to be on the highest side of that appropriate, you know, but I want to be at the top of that. Like, you know, it's going to be nice. Got my friend, ex-girlfriend, I don't know, I got her a little something, but nothing over the top that says, like, I'm going to try to possess your time, you know, just something kind of just more thoughtful, right? But hey, it's a nice thought, and then, of course, they're all quality items. I always get nice stuff. So, you know, it's funny, Harvard girl blocking me really pissed me off this morning. It annoyed me, because I thought, okay, cool. Cool association, right? But, you know, you spend your whole life preparing to go to this supreme school, right? And then you think that's like, you know, you're so elite, right? You are, you know, rare blood, Ivy League, right? And then all of a sudden you get bitch slapped with the real world. And it's like, okay, in the you know, age 3 to 21 game, yeah, maybe you won that game and you're proud of that game, but let's play the 22 to 90 game, which is like, nobody fucking cares anymore. Welcome to the real world, bitch, you know? That might get you into your first job or two, but when it comes to success as an adult, 22 plus, in the real world, we're playing a whole nother game, right? Title, reputation, class, income, and net worth, and also, who do you know, what is your relative value to these networks, okay, societies, if you will, and at that point, oh, okay, you know, you're Ivy League grad, okay, great, you know, wow, on one hand, you know, okay, cool, good for you, wow, impressive, on the other hand, fuck that person, right, on the other hand, fuck that guy, you know what I mean, it's always going to, The thought is always going to happen, whatever, okay, you know, yeah, see how much that fucking mattered, okay, your mommy and daddy spent $300,000 on you to get this little achievement, okay, welcome to the real world, bitch, what do you do now, you know, it's a competition, right, so I think I challenge people's thoughts of, like, relative assessment of, you know, societal opinions. And I think that kind of jolts you. I think you have a polarized reaction. You know, you either like what I'm saying or you don't like what I'm saying. If you don't like what I'm saying, maybe you just like the energy of it, and that's keeping you on the outer orbits of my life. But maybe you do like it, because you realize, dude, it's just the voice of command. Command. Every society is a command, okay? Government, you know, corporation, okay? Everything is a command. So I'll end this with an interesting interjection, okay? Back in the day, you only had, I'm not saying so far back, but 1,000 years back, okay? Which is a blink of an eye compared to how long humans have supposedly been here. Nobody knows. How do you know? A book told you. Do you really know if that's true or not? A book told you this and that. Science, quote-unquote, says. Okay, but yeah, when has this been verified? Take everything that you hear with a grain of salt. Who knows if even history past 100 years is even true? What if it was all made up? You don't know that. Planted. Okay, either way. Back in the day, you only had, kingdoms, right? Now, this is interesting. How come it became globally acceptable for there to just be kingdoms, and then all of a sudden, with the advent of technology and weapons, civilization kind of evolved into the, sovereign nation ideology, right? Isn't that kind of interesting? And abolishing kingdoms. So I guess it's the embrace of democracy, right? The people unified. So that's peculiar to me. I wonder if there will be a shift back to monarchies in the future. Maybe, maybe not. Will we stay democracy forever? But here's the interesting to think about. The pavement on which society, the world, everything in the world in terms of like power and structure and resource is stacked as following. The government truly is really only as powerful as its military, if you really think about it. Power. I'm talking power, military, and economy, right? Trade deals and military strength, okay? But is the financial reserves of a country, like how significant is that in proportion to let's just say maybe the top 10 to 20 largest corporations? Are they even tied to the government in terms of what, a disaster, a war? Or could they easily, I'm talking all of these trillion dollar companies, mostly banks and insurance companies, etc., just, Fortune 10 companies, like, they're trillion dollar companies, like Walmart, okay? What if Walmart just said, fuck it, we'll be a European company, we don't give a shit. So is there even an allegiance to the government? I'm saying government. We're looking at the very, very foundation of everything in society since the past 1,000 years, right? I like to think about this stuff. Okay, then the next level would be you have the companies, right, the corporations. So, maybe the trillion-dollar ones, maybe the ones directly related to our day-to-day lives. Like, everyone needs real estate. Everyone lives somewhere. So you're either renting or you own. But either way, there's a stream of just how property and land and, this and that, okay? Then you have supplies coming in, food and water and grocery and this and that, which is very, very stable. And then you have, things like energy and technology, right? I guess that would kind of be the third layer, energy and technology services, right? Because infrastructure, can be government-owned or it could be partly going into energy, right? Energy / infrastructure, I'd have to say both, but at the same time, back in the day, railroads. But nowadays, cargo planes, transportation, big cargo ships. We still do a lot of trade by shipping. Now think about that. And then kind of this, final layer of e-commerce stuff, brick and mortar, mom and pop shop, all the little things like where we actually spend most of our time. All the restaurants, all the strip malls, all the little stores, hair, nails, gyms, little shops, hair and, did I say hair and nail? I just see so many of them, liquor stores, clothing stores, boutique stores, and malls, shopping malls. If you think about it, every building on the planet I've already talked about falls into some kind of category, right? So when you look at it that way, the real power of a collective group of people, society, is in terms of its not only labor force, but the speed that we could utilize exterior resources, right? And I'm talking in the event of a catastrophe, or I'm talking in the event of a huge shift of anything, alignment, you know, power, elected power, represented power, you know, company power, financial strength. So what is everything in the world flows based on the power of the entire collective labor force. And what that means is ability to produce results. Because if everyone just became a couch potato, there would be no change. The world would immediately start deteriorating, right? Everything starts deteriorating. So the labor force offsets deterioration and stagnation of resources, right? Because resources are constantly evolving and improving. And then it's stacked upon, you know, mostly the governments, the banks, and the insurance companies, which primarily owns a lot of the real estate. All of these things are all kind of tied in together. It's kind of like the skeleton of the world, right? And we could put in the muscle tissue. The muscle tissue is going to be all of the large companies and corporations, you know, the bigger employers, right? And then finally, we have the subsidiary markets, investments, technologies, and then I'd have to say probably like, you know, supplies, groceries, and whatever in the subsidiary. And then on the outer, furthermost, you could say tertiary or quaternary. It's just going to be all the little nickel and dime things, you know, movie theaters, I'm just looking at the strips, where Walgreens, FedEx Office, Conn's, AT&T, Vitamin Shop, Smoothie King, Petco, Bistro Restaurant, and then what is that? Optical. Okay, yeah, all of that is just locally owned business, small little shops. It's all tiny little sprinkles on the last orbit. Anywho, the reason why I'm talking about that is because, like, when you know what your place in society is and you know how society operates, you have permission to think about things as collectively flowing. And I'm not saying you're trying to change the world or modify or adjust, but the destiny is everyone is going to optimize and improve their lifestyle the best that they can. And the ones that feel like doing it for a collective group, you know, is that politics, is that business, is that being, you know, in the chamber of your fucking, you know, business or health field or whatever, you know, some people want to have a voice, people want to have a place in society. You'd like to think that the macro version of you, like zooming out, you know, like you have the you in the day-to-day life, you have the you in the job, you have the you in the family unit, you have the you in, like, society. But, like, don't you also want to have a you in terms of, like, the planet? Like, I don't know. Like, wouldn't you rather have a larger perspective of impact? I mean, that's just that's important to me, maybe not important to you. All right, happy holidays, drive safe, don't get wasted. If you get wasted, call Uber or Lyft. Do not drive intoxicated, and we'll chat soon.